T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big action taken this morning by the Board of Trustees at Michigan State University. John Engler officially out right now as interim president, and they have named Dr. Satish Udpa the new interim president. He's the former dean of engineering.
We're joined live right now by Diane Byram, the chairwoman of the Board of Trustees. A busy morning for you, Ms. Byram. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. It has been a busy morning, but it's a good step forward for the university.
You decided to make this change effective immediately. Why was that?
Well, it was always the board's intent to have the letter of resignation have immediate effect. We wanted to make a clean break. There were no other reasons beyond that. We were prepared to move forward with Satish Udpa, and that's exactly what the board did.
The board brought in John Engler, and now the phrase is this reign of terror is over. Why was it a reign of terror? Is this more the inner workings of the working dynamic between the Board of Trustees and the interim president?
I don't subscribe to the term reign of terror. I have said that this has been a culmination of several missteps by John Engler that have been his ill-advised comments that have been hurtful, harmful, and for all of the good work that we're doing to make reforms on campus, these ill-advised comments take us backward, and we're just not able to heal, and they're extremely hurtful, and they open wounds once more for the survivors.
Okay, so what do you hope to accomplish with the new president?
Well, this is a new interim president, so what I hope to accomplish really is for the greater MSU community to start to work together. We had accolades on this appointment of Satish by both the students, the faculty, the deans of the university. The trustees unanimously supported Satish for this interim position. We basically have 3 more board meetings before we will have a new president at Michigan State University. We have a presidential search that is ongoing right now. I'm very excited and upbeat on the prospects and the quality of applicants we're getting for this new presidential position that we'll be appointing here early in June. So this is really somebody that can bring the campus together so that we can continue to do our reforms and our good works in healing, reach out, have more of an interaction and dialogue with the survivors, and kind of knit the community back together as we prepare for a new president.
Satish Udpa, now the interim president, is he in the mix to become the permanent replacement?
No, he is not. He is not a candidate, and he is not in the mix.
All right.
He's not interested.
Diane Byram, the chairwoman of the Board of Trustees at Michigan State University, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.